How was your day today? I'm sorry. Here. Why don't you lay down next to me and I'll tell you about my day instead. How about that? Cuddle up really close. And I'll just hold you for a little bit, okay? Let's see. I had a pretty normal day. It's starting to get cold, you know. I left the house to go to class this morning, and it was so chilly when I opened up the door. I closed it right away, went right back inside, and put on a much thicker sweater, and grabbed my jacket, and mentally prepared myself before stepping outside. You know how much I hate the cold. Oh. I wish I could just stay in bed and be warm all day. Isn't that the dream? Just cuddling under some soft covers, staying warm and toasty. That idea is what keeps me going through all of it, you know? Knowing that at the end of the day I get to come back home and cuddle with you like this. It's really what keeps me moving. But, yeah. Grabbed my coat and my backpack and left the house. Walked through the grass a little bit and down the sidewalk for a while, and I saw some horses today. Yeah. They were so pretty. It was a couple of just like brown horses with like white spots. And they were really, really sweet. I went to the apple tree down the road and I picked one of the apples. Made sure I got one that didn't have like too many like little wormholes. And I offered the apple to the horses as bribery over the fence. And the one girl was too shy, she wouldn't come up to me, but the other one came by and she took the apple from my hand and let me pet her nose while I fed her. And it was so sweet. Oh, she made my hands so dirty. And I still had to walk to class, but she was so cute. It was totally worth it. Oh my gosh, she was so soft. And just so pretty. She had, like, you know, the classic white nose and the pretty mane. And it was just that, like, warm, sunshiny brown. Oh, it was so cool. I didn't even know that there were horses in this area. I just stumbled upon her all of a sudden. And I don't know. It felt kind of magical, I'm not gonna lie. I felt like a little horse whisperer, or like a princess when they make friends with, like, random animals. It was really nice. I'd love to show you next time if you want to come with me. I can't guarantee they'll be there, but I'll let you pick the apple and I'll let you feed the horse and maybe we can pet her together. I mean, there were two. We could both make friends with one of the horses. And then I walked to class, and campus is getting beautiful. Since it's been getting colder at night, all of the trees are starting to change color. And the willow trees that line the path to my first class, the 8 a.m. one, I don't know what it is, but that kind of bright yellow, the leaves floating down the stream, it It's gorgeous. The way it litters the walkway and just brings a little bit of color to everything. It's so nice. I just stood there for a little while on the bridge and watched the leaves go down. That's why I leave so early after all. It's not because I like getting up early, but I do like getting to take that moment to just watch the leaves fall. Oh, and my favorite trees, right outside the building with all the benches underneath it. They're starting to turn the most brilliant red color. I got such a nice picture of it yesterday. It's gorgeous. And they looked even better today. And every time a breeze would come up, so many leaves would fall. It was nice to sit under that bench after class and just listen to the leaves rustle. It's one of my favorite sounds, I think. It's a really reassuring sound. It reminds me of home, because it was always so windy back home. It's not as windy here, which, you know, is a good and a bad thing. My hair doesn't always look messy every time I come inside, but also it's almost too quiet at night. Let's see. After I came home, I went to the store today. That's right. I wanted to pick up some milk and some cereal since we're almost out. And while I was at the store, I saw this cute little blonde girl. She was adorable. And her little brother, they were running down the aisles playing tag or something, I think. And she just kept calling him Bubby, and she was like chasing after him. And she couldn't have been more than like 4. The little brother was just a toddler, and it was so cute to watch them stumble about. And yeah, they were just chasing each other back and forth up and down the aisle while her mom was looking at, like, pans or something. It was really cute. Just so much energy and so happy. It was really sweet. Yeah. And then, came back home and I made dinner. It was I can't think of the name of it right now. It doesn't matter. It was tasty. That's all that matters, is that it was tasty and I enjoyed it. But it was one of those like little easy quick meals. Something not super unhealthy, but also could probably be better for you. Not like lots of white rice and tasty little veggie meat chunks and stuff. Really good. And that was pretty much everything. It was a really quiet day today. But I enjoyed it. It's even better knowing that I can come back home to you. I'm sorry you didn't have the best day. It's gonna be okay. All right. It's gonna be okay, hon. I'm here for you. No matter how much you need me, I'm gonna do whatever I can for you, okay? Alright. What do you say we get some sleep then, huh? got an early day tomorrow. Sweet dreams, honey.